Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
I like when our listeners are engaged in our topic, and you know, we're going to take a little sidetrack here, but I think it's interesting. John Sally, Brandon,
that is the four.
Pajemski. There's a story in The Athletic today about Brandon Pajemski, written by Anthony Slater, and I got to tell you, I thought it was very, very interesting. And let me just give you some of the Cliff Notes,
because I read every word. It was excellent.
You did.
I'm with you.
Okay.
Yep.
So, according to Pajemski, the night of the draft, he was working out, and Mike Dunleavy came down to Pajemski, and this is what Pajemski said. He said Dunleavy told him, quote, "A lot of these other teams are calling about you. They want you, but you're not going anywhere. You're ours." Okay, now I know what he said about Jordan Poole. But now let's fast forward to when the Markkanen stuff was being talked about and the Warriors were down in Vegas for the Summer League.
Okay.
That's around the same time, new paragraph, that's around the same time Pajemski ran into Warriors owner Joe Lacob. They were both at a Las Vegas Aces game during Summer League, and they crossed paths at halftime. Lacob, according to Pajemski, told him he'd seen Jazz owner Ryan Smith at dinner the night before, and he let it be known Pajemski was protected. Pajemski said, he told me, "You don't have anything to worry about. You're a priority here." I appreciate that. Being a rookie and going into my second year, hearing from such a prestigious organization, it feels good. I'm wanted somewhere, so I appreciate them. I am pretty surprised.
And can I tell you how the Goo computer spit that out? Klay Thompson is no longer a Warrior because they have faith and Brandon Pajemski, Stani, and it's to the degree of something I didn't think was realistic. I love Pods. I love how he plays. I love his bravado, but never in a million years, Stani, did I think he would be an option to be a starter alongside Steph. But forget me and my computer. The Warriors felt that, and it looks like they're going to go into the – I expect him to be starting.
Well, that's the other thing.
That is, they are starting to, boy.
I feel like the way I've read all the Warrior stories this offseason, mm-hmm. whether it's Slater, Kawakami, Marcus Thompson, Monty Poole, I think there's an assumption. You're right. Pajemski's going to start.
There's no man.
Well, I wouldn't say there's no doubt.
But
I mean, I think, you know, Melton's got a shot at starting.
But he's not getting talked about like this.
No, he's not.
They're not vetoing trades, allegedly, because of pods. And for the GM to tell, hey, Steiny, other radio stations are calling for you, buddy. You're not going anywhere. I mean, gosh, I sleep with my thumb in my mouth. I mean, that's when you got to feel, come on, Steiny. I told you and I told Evan, I did not believe the Warriors would not consummate that trade with marketing because they weren't willing to give up pods. But it looks like I'm wrong.
Yeah. I mean,
what am I missing about? And I love the kid.
And that's where. Because remember, we were talking the other day and you said, Steiny, what do you like about sports? Like, what? You know, you were putting me down. And you said, what do you even like about sports? This is what I like about sports.
And what would you call this? A surprise?
I will tell you. This is what I love about sports. So the Warriors draft Brandon Pajemski, and I watch him play a whole year. I kind of like him. I like him. I thought at times last year he was talked about a little too flatteringly, if that's a word. But he can do some things. I like him. Nice little pick. These are all the things I'm saying to myself. All right, well, now I'm pretty convinced that the organization really likes him. And it looks like this kid's going to start. And how about this line? Pajemski and Lacob, however, are floating all-star as a future path.
So Lacob said that in an interview in Summer League.
Yes, he did. So this is what I love about sports. We'll find out.
Okay.
We're going to find out.
And
we're going to find out
crazy,
what Dunleavy
Steiny.
And Lacob, like, what do you think they see in Pajemski that leads them to believe he can be an all-star?
The same thing the Niners see in between the helmet, in between the eyes of Brock Purdy. I'm not calling pods Brock Purdy, but the impact, Steiny, is there. He gave us a little last year. There was some hate. You talked about there was a lot of love. There was a lot of hate, too. I think that went into, you know, people thinking, okay, guy from Santa Clara, you ain't on our level. Steiny, I say that because the Warriors are on notice from the chef. And if they believe to their core pods can deliver the goods and right alongside the Steph and they still have team success, that's a whole lot of pressure for Brandon. And then when I heard Brandon say this, I got rid of the floater. I'm just letting it go from three now. I'm like, holy hell. Now they've gotten into his psyche, almost Steiny, real quick here, let it fly, play free. And maybe we haven't even seen the best of pods, but he...
Well, we better not have.
Well, I'm just, wow, man. I can't wait.
How about this quote from Pajemski? He averaged 3.2 three-pointers a game. This is what Pajemski said. They want me to take anywhere from 8 to 10 three-pointers per game. That's what they told me. All different types. Off dribble handoffs, off ball screens, catch and shoot. So
I don't remember anything like this in a while.
So I just want to throw this out to Warrior fans. Do you guys see it with Pajemski? And I am not here today. And I know Mr. Pajemski listens sometimes.
Our guy.
I'm not here to say he can't do it. I'm just a little surprised that it's official. The organization is really high on Pajemski, and they are building him up.
And
can y'all agree with, like, yeah. this isn't an act.
But
there's something about this kid they really, really like.
We got to double back.
Okay.
We got to double back.
Yeah, I know we do.
And put the rat on the table. Thank you, Evan. Oh. He earned this, though. So this is not him being drafted and us not seeing anything, Steiny. Like it or not, pods busting his ass, earn this, and earn their trust to be put in this position, which I think is going to equate to a starting role on a Steph Curry, Draymond Green.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
That Warrior team at the end, hopefully, of a dynasty. Let's just say he couldn't handle it and it went wrong. Stoney, it would be hell to pay. And not just from us, maybe Curry. Like, there's a ton of pressure on Pods, and I believe he loves every minute of it.
And now I'm going to ask you to do something along with me. That's the way they're talking about Pods. Future All-Star, protect. The owner said, you're protected.
Wow.
The GM says, you're not going anywhere. Compare that to Jonathan Kuminga. They have never been vocally as high on Jonathan Kuminga as they are with Pajemski.
But
why?
To that point, it's all about the Benjamins. If they exercise that extension for Kuminga, then he's blown past this. If they give, what is, I mean, he could get that right now, Stoney.
He could get what?
His extent, Jonathan Kuminga.
Right. I wouldn't read,
Well, that's all, but to me, that would be, forget to us saying we think you got the goods. Well, we're giving you the money.
This is, to me, it's twofold. The money and then the player. Like, the Golden State Warriors signed Jordan Poole to a contract. So he got the money. But he wasn't in their plans for the future after a year. What I'm getting at is Kuminga might get paid, but I don't necessarily think that means he is going to be a part of this team and a focal point for the next 5 years.
Wow.
He might be.
Yeah, we could throw it to Evan or anybody out there, the listeners, Stoney.
Okay.
What means
how about
more?
This? Why
adjectives
they,
from
why
the
are
boss?
They higher on Pajemski than Kuminga?
I'm not ready to say they are. If you're going to pay me the money that, I mean, it's an enormous amount for Jonathan Kuminga's Tony. That means way more than, hey, we love him and he's going to start. I mean, the proof is in the pudding. This Jonathan Kuminga is in a position to make a whole lot of money. And if the Warriors give it to him, that supersedes any adjective or good thing they said about the potential of Pajemski, right?
I don't know.
Evan, am I barking up the wrong tree with that?
I mean, I think it's really interesting how they're treating both those players. If they talked about, like, if this piece came out, it was a one-on-one with Kuminga and all the same things are about JK, it would lead me to believe that they're at some point going to come to a contract extension agreement this summer. but there's been very little discussion of that.
Right. While other guys have gotten him in his class.
Yeah, in his class. But, I mean, how I read it is right now they think Pajemski is a better player, a better overall basketball player.
And somebody who's got cost certainty for the next 4 years, which is the complete opposite of Kuminga. But 888-957-9570 is the number. This is what I love. Being able to watch a guy like Brandon Pajemski and see him blossom into an all-star. And if he does that, then you say, wow, the Warriors really saw something there that maybe a lot of us didn't see. Jay's in Oakland. Hey, Jay, what's going on, man? How you doing?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? Hey, I had to call in.
Okay.
Sorry about that. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Hey, I had to call in and comment on this. I guess my first question, I'm going to start off with a question. And the question is, what has this leadership currently instructed done in the last 2 years that gives me any faith or any Warriors fan faith that they know what the H-E-double-L they're talking about as far as Pajemski or anyone else? Like, seriously. Come on, bro. We got to stop this. I get it. It's, you know, hot takes. We throwing this out there. But my eyes don't lie to me. And my eyes, when I see Pajemski, say he is not a future All-Star, and he's not even better than White Dante, who we let go. Mm. Let's keep it real. He's not better than DiVincenzo. So, like, what are we talking about here? I'm sorry to be all angry, but this is
I mean, Jay,
we're
obviously
not pitting the two against each other, to Jay's points, Donnie. It's not Kuminga versus Pods.
We can make it that.
Well, I'll tell you what, a super chat from Bill
ahead.
M. They $5. They probably already told Kuminga that obviously because they didn't trade him, if the Warriors think Pods is better than JK, we are in trouble.
Well, I don't think he's better than JK.
But people are taking it that way.
Who cares? The Warriors do not think Pajemski right now is better than Kuminga.
Okay, so Jay should relax.
But he's on a great contract.
No doubt.
On his rookie deal, and Kuminga's got to get paid.
And he does a lot of, he's a connected.
Let me ask you this, though.
Go ahead.
Do you like Pajemski at $5 million as a player or Kuminga at 40?
Well, Pods
thanks.
At 5.
Well, that's maybe what the 49ers, the Warriors have to decide or are in the process of deciding. It's kind of just like the Warriors, like the 49ers. Maybe Kuminga's the odd man out. I don't know.
So he would be Ayuk. Well, we don't know if Ayuk is out, but yeah, wow.
Yeah, just some food for thought. Oh, yeah. Love this guy. Duck Sauce in San Jose. We go way back. What's up, my man?
Yeah, Steiny Goo. Good to talk to you guys.
Hey.
In a minute. I'm not really a football guy, so when you start talking Warriors, I got to chime in. So first I got a take on Kuminga by himself, and then I got a take on him. Pajemski by himself, and then I got a take on him compared to Kuminga. So the first take is I'll fully acknowledge that he had a really good rookie year, you know, by comparison, leading charge taker. Although I will say that doesn't mean at all that he was a good defender, because he wasn't a good defender other than taking charges. What I want to say is I'm all for guys having confidence and believing in yourself, because if you don't play with confidence, you're donezo anyway. But I will say this. You know, he made some comments on Twitter or whatever throughout the year talking about, like, oh, this one's on me, guys. And I'm not talking about the game where he smoked the layup at the buzzer. It was a different game. And he's talking about this game's on me, or he's talking about my teammates picked me up tonight. And but like there's a few times throughout the year. It's just like to me, it was more having lack of self-awareness, because you're talking like you're an elite player already and you have done nothing to prove that. It's like, you know, back in the day, it's different when a guy like Stephon Marbury, for example. I remember back in the day, he was saying he was one of the best players in the league or the best guard in the league. Yeah, we know he was never near one of the best players in the league. He never sniffed that. But he was the type of guy that had that kind of talent that could say that. Pajemski's not that kind of talent in the NBA. He's just nowhere near that to be that cocky to me. And that's how he comes out. I'm just not a fan of it.
Fair.
The last thing I want to say is he is compared to Kuminga, because they're both young and he's kind of, you know, gotten more trust early. I just, it's not fair to Kuminga about he's also compared to guys like Scotty Barnes and dude from Germany on the Magic. I'm
Wagner.
Tongue-tied, but
yeah, we get it. Yeah, but
hey,
yeah.
Duck Sauce, thanks for the call. We got to run here, but appreciate it. No, I mean, Pods has confidence, and I don't have a problem with it.
Me neither.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.